又出不来。
And
一会儿可能大家会看到有很多很多各式各样的宗派，他们虽然是五花八门，但是呢，却有一个相同点。
You'll see later on if it ever shows up, but you'll see even though they're very there's a lot of variety, but they have one commonality.
他们不认为同性恋是一种罪。
They don't think homosexuality is a sin.
其中一些宗派他们可以祝福同性恋的结合，并且呢，把这种结合视为是婚姻。
These so-called sects and denominations, they approve of homosexual, and also even go as far to marry them.
那说一个离我们比较近的。
So let's speak of something closer to home.
有些弟兄姐妹大概知道。
Some of you might know.
2021年呢，在美国出版了一种合订版的圣经。
There is a new version of Bible that came out in 2021.
里面除了 King James 新旧约之外，
other than the original Old Testament, New Testament, King James Bible,
大家知道吗？里面还有美国的独立宣言。
You know what else was there? The Declaration of Independence.
美国宪法平权法案。
America's
The Bill of Rights.
The Bill of Rights and
Constitution.
And the Constitution. Sorry.
还有美国入籍时候的宣言。
And the Oath of Citizenship.
大家去网上可以查到啊，那个圣经的封面除了印有 Holy Bible 这两个字之外，
You can see for yourself on the cover of that Bible, other than saying Holy Bible.
还有美国的国旗。
There's an American flag on it.
还印有呢 God bless the USA Bible 这几个字。
And it says, and that's literally the name of the Bible, God bless the USA Bible.
后来呢又发行了枪击版。
And then a new iteration version came out.
那过两天呢马上又要发行总统就职版。
And then just in a few days, there's going to be a new presidential version.
去他的官网去买的话，普通版是70美元一本。
So if you purchase one of these versions, a regular edition is $70.
有某人个性签名的话是1000元一本。
If it has a signature of a certain someone, it's $1,000.
神得到荣耀，美国得到祝福，人家总统呢得到了马门。
It says here, well, God has gained glory, America received blessing, and...That guy receives money.
这就是乱炖。
Money or mammon. That is the meat stew that we were talking about.
好，我们回到第一世纪。
Let's go back to first century.
当时呢，各种思潮、流派、学说、宗教、异端都来给教会指明方向。
At the time, all kinds of lines of thinking, theories, religions, heretical influences have endangered the church.
所以教会就面临着被诱惑偏离福音的危险。
So the church was at great risk for leaving the true gospel.
我应该说是纯粹的、纯正的福音的危险。
I should say that they're in danger of leaving the pure.Unadulterated gospel.
所以呢，保罗给他们写信，给教会开出了一剂处方。
So Paul wrote a letter to them as a prescription.
帮助哥罗西教会的弟兄姐妹来识别和抵挡各类的奇谈怪论。
So help them to refute and to block and shield themselves from all these influences.
来坚固他们的信心，使他们可以百毒不侵。
To strengthen their confidence and faith in what is true and give them some immunity.
大家应该都知道马克吐温这个人。
I gather we all know who Mark Twain is.
他写过一本很著名的小说。
He wrote a short story that's very popular.
叫做《王子与贫儿》。
It was called The Prince and the Pauper.
有读过的？有没有读过这个小说的？
Has anyone read this before? Prince and the Pauper.
那没读过我就可以瞎讲了。
I'll say whatever I want then.
那有一个这个小说讲到有一个王子。
So this novel says there was a prince.
他邀请了一个乞丐去他的城堡住了几天。
He invited a beggar into his castle to live for a period of time.
那出于好玩呢，他们就换着衣服穿。王子就穿了乞丐的衣服，乞丐呢就穿了王子的衣服。
So for fun, the prince and the beggar exchanged clothes to wear.
那由于他们两个人长得特别像
，But because both of them looked kind of alike, very much alike.
故事发展到最后呢，乞丐被人家当成了王子。
As the story developed, the beggar was treated and thought of, misconstrued as the prince.
那王子呢
？And the prince?
被人当成了乞丐。
Was incorrectly seen as the beggar.
那从此以后呢，不是王子跟公主过上了幸福生活。
So from that day on, it wasn't the prince and the princess living their best days.
而是乞丐留在那个城堡里过着王子的生活。
It was the beggar who remained in the castle, living the life of a prince.
王子被赶到外面过着乞丐的生活。
And the prince was driven out to live the life of a beggar. Instead,
我是想借用这个故事
I want to use this story
来强调一个重点
to emphasize a point.
虽然是王子，但是呢，却过着乞丐的生活
And that is someone who is really a prince living the life of a beggar.
哥罗西书也是告诉我们说，身为神的儿女
Colossians also tell us we have the identity of sons and daughters of God.
神一切的丰盛都已经给我们了。
All his fullness.
我们是应该住在城堡里面的王子。
We should be people that living, we should be princes living in the castle.
但是呢，却有人要诱惑我们到基督之外去当乞丐。
But some people want to try to draw us out of Christ and to live as beggars.
去找一些乱七八糟的东西来吃。
To beg from others, to eat all kinds of sorts of things.
这是哥罗西书的中心的思想，也是解决所有问题的关键。
That is the main line of thought in Colossians and the focal point of the problem resolution.
不但适用于第一世纪的教会。
It was not only relevant to the first century church.
也同样适用于历史历代的教会，也适用于今天的教会。
Equally relevant to all other churches in church history, including now.
好，我们一起来看一章第十五节，这节经文非常非常的重要。
Let's take a closer look at verse 15. It's a very important verse.
当我们读到爱子是那不能看见之神的像的时候，让我们先来思想不能看见这几个字。
When we read the first half of verse 15, Son is the image of the invisible God. Let's consider the word invisible first.
当我们看到不能看见之神的像的时候，你会联想到一些经文吗
？When we think of the words, the phrase "invisible God," does it remind you of some other verses in the Bible?
会不会联想到约翰福音一章十八节？从来没有人看见神，只有父怀里的独生子将他表明出来。
Does it not remind you of John 1:18, where it says, "No one has ever seen God, but the one and only Son, who is Himself God"?
保罗在这里用不能看见来强调，虽然人用眼睛看不见神。
Paul makes a point here that even though we can't see God with our naked eyes,
然而当神的儿子成为人的样式来到这个世界的时候
，However, when the Son of God came into the world as a man,
就把神的形象。显明在我们面前。
He showed the image of God right before us, right in front of us.
不过呢，读到这的时候，我们要小心。
But we have to be really careful here when we read this.
这不是说因为耶稣他是犹太人，所以呢，神就是犹太人的形象。
It is not saying that because Jesus was a Jew, he's saying God was a Jew.
神是什么样的形象呢
？Not that God looked like a Jew, but what was he? What's his image?
我们回到约翰福音十四章第七节。
Thinking about John 14, verse 7,
主耶稣对他的门徒说，你们若认识我，也就认识我的父。
Lord Jesus said to his disciples, If you really know me, you will know my Father as well.
从今以后，你们认识他，并且已经看见他。
From now on, you do know him and have seen him.
这几句话哈，听上去有点绕口。
It feels like a little of a tongue twister when we read it.
大家，我们再来念一遍哈。你们若认识我，也就认识我的父。从今以后，你们认识他，并且已经看见他。
Let's run through that again. If you really know me, you will know my Father as well.
第七节对。
That's John 14:7. If you really know me, you will know my Father as well. From now on, you do know him and have seen him.
所以主耶稣说的是，乃是哈，你们认识我就认识父，而认识父就是看见父。
He's saying that if you know me, then you know the Father. If you have known the Father, then you've seen the Father because you've seen me.
认识主耶稣基督就看见神。
If you know Jesus, then you have seen God.
这句话里面的关键词是认识。
The operative word is know.
认识就看见。
To know is to see.
那认识是几个意思啊？
Well, how many meanings does the word know have?
主要有两个。
Mostly, two main reasons.
第一个
definitions.
认识的第一个意思就是借着通过呢观察和观看而知道，这叫认识。
The first meaning of know is by visual inspection, to understand something.
所以我们如果只是见过一个人，那不叫认识。
So if we have just physically seen somebody, that's not knowing him.
我们知道一个人长什么样，叫什么名字，做什么工作，住在哪里，这也不叫认识。
To know what the person's name is, where he lives, what work, what kind of work he does, that's not knowing someone.
而且认识不光光是经过观察、观看来知道。
But knowing is not just by physically inspecting, observing a person.
它还有第二个意思。
There's a second meaning.
就是呢，还要想，通过回想，通过反思、回顾而知道。
And that's by way of thinking. Use your mind to reflect, to ponder, to consider, to know somebody.
所以主耶稣是告诉门徒，你们要好好观看。我的行为，思想我的话，就能够认识我。
So Jesus was telling his disciples in John, that you're to observe my actions, to think about my words, and to know me that way.
而认识了我，就是看见了父。
And knowing me means you have seen God.
哥罗西书二章九节就告诉我们说，为什么认识了主耶稣基督，就是看见了父。
The second chapter of Colossians in verse 9 says, why?
哥罗西书二章九节。
It says, for in him the whole fullness of deity dwells bodily.
哥罗西书二章九节是说，因为神本性一切的丰盛都有形有体的居住在基督里。
It says, therefore in him, that's Jesus, the whole fullness of deity dwells bodily.
如果直译的话，就是跟英文一样，就是神全部的丰富都居住在基督的身体之中。
So English is stated more plainly, the fullness of deity dwells physically in Jesus.
所以在耶稣基督里面没有缺少一点神自己的本性，全都在他里面。所以呢，你认识了主耶稣，就是看见了神。
So that is to say again that Jesus himself is literally the complete embodiment and nature of God in human form. So if you know him, you know God.
就像主耶稣所说的一样，你们看见了我在父里面，父在我里面。
As Jesus often said, I am in the Father, he is in me.
就是这个意思。
That's what it means.
主耶稣呢，他来到世上不是要让人看到神的外貌，因为神是一个灵，他是没有外貌的。
Jesus came to the world not to let people see his physical form because God is spirit.
而是基督以他人的形象、人的形体来展现神内在的本质。
Rather, he used his human form to express the inner nature of God.
把神的一切的丰盛，把神的生命的性情来彰显出来。
To live out the life and temperament of God Almighty.
所以说他是看不见之神的像。
So that's why it says he is the image of the invisible God.
对，我们读这一段的时候，重音可以放在看不见这几个字上。神是耶稣基督爱子是那看不见的之神的像。
The invisible, so when we read this, we can emphasize that the Son is the image of the word invisible. Invisible God.
那么什么是像呢？
So what's image?
我本来有一张图片哈，让大家看到有两个小孩，他们长得是一模一样的，然后有三个妈妈在抢，说这是我的孩子。
I had a picture originally in my slides of two children and three moms yelling at each other, this is my child, or this is my child.
好，那么像是什么？像不是相似或者相像。
What is image? It does not mean lookalikes or matching faces.
刚才那个马克吐温的小说里面，王子和乞丐他们可以像到以假乱真。
So, In the novel by Mark Twain, the prince and the beggar could look almost identical to each other.
但我们不能说王子是那个乞丐的像，或者乞丐是王子的像。
We can't say the prince has the image of the beggar or vice versa.
在新约里面
，In New Testament,
像这个词是用于描述真实的本质的展现或者体现。
In the New Testament, the word image is used to express something that is the true embodiment of something.
用咱们大白话说哈。
Plainly said.
就是呢，虽然有两个存在。
Even though there are two existences.
但是里面是一模一样的。
But inside, they are identical.
神里面怎样？在基督里面就怎么样。
However, God is inside, is how Jesus is inside.
神里面有什么，基督里面就有什么。
Whatever the essence of God is inside, is the essence of Jesus on the inside.
神的生命就是基督的生命，神的本质就是基督的本质。
God's nature is Jesus' nature. What Christ is like inside is what God is like inside.
所以说爱子是那不能看见之神的像，这次我们的重点是神的像。
So this time, if we read it again, I want to emphasize the word image. The Son is the image of the invisible God.
谢谢。那么神的像哈，在犹太教里面也是一个重要的概念。
So the image of God in Judaism is also a very important concept.
这不是保罗的发明，这个词哈，神的这个像不是保罗的发明。
So that phrase, the image of, is it was not created by, it was not coined by Paul.
那么什么是神的像？
What does it mean, image of God?
建立，我把那个 slides share 给你了 ，Kellen 的那个 account，Kellen 的。那什么是像呢？犹太的拉比会用道来解释像。
The Jewish rabbis would use the word to describe this phrase, image of God.
神的道就是神的像。
The word of God. The word of God is the image of God.
大家能不能 get it? 什么叫神的像？
You get that?
犹太的拉比跟我们说神的道就是神的像。
I don't know if that's clear to you. The Jewish rabbis say the word of God is the image of God.
那什么是道呢？
So what's the word of God then?
拉比回答说：“神的道就是智慧。”
The rabbis say the word of God is the wisdom of God.
什么是智慧呢？
So what's wisdom?
所以很快就把我们绕进去了。
So we're spiraling downward somewhere.
然而呢，约翰他用道成肉身这样的神来之笔哈，就把犹太教当中道这个模糊的概念呢。一下就具体化了，具体化到主耶稣基督那里。
So John helps us a little bit in his gospel. He used the phrase "the Word became flesh" to crystallize the meaning of the word "word," and he literally ascribed it to the Lord Jesus himself.
什么是道？肉身主耶稣基督就是道，
what is
让人豁然开朗。所以我说这是神来之笔啊。
What is word? That's the word, Jesus Christ himself.
像约翰一样。
Like John.
那保罗呢，把抽象的难以懂的像这个概念呢，映射到神的爱子身上。他说爱子就是神的像。
In the same way, Paul took what is fuzzy and cobwebby and took the word image and explained it with the Son of God, ascribed it to the Son of God.
就成为呢实实在在的显明 和存在。
That is someone to have that become someone real and in, living.
好了，那么现在耶稣就是神的道，耶稣就是神的像。
So then, Jesus is the Word of God and the image of God.
我们呢，从神的道来认识神，我们也从神的像来认识神。
We come to know God through the image of God and the Word of God.
总结成一句话，就是从神的爱子来认识神。
Another simpler way of saying it is coming to know God through His Son.
这是上半节，我们再来看第十五节的下半节。
That's the first half of 15. Let's look at the second half now.
下半节是说他是首生的，在一切被造之先。
Says He's a firstborn over all creation.
那更好的翻译呢？这下半节更好的翻译是其实跟英文是一样的，就是是一切被造之物的长子。
It's better to be translated. The English helps us a little better. First, it's like it's having the identity of the firstborn, the oldest son.
也就是说呢，爱子是那不能看见之神的像，是一切被造之物的长子。
He's saying the son is the firstborn, the oldest son over all creation.
这个不太容易理解，涉及到呢我们如何来解释圣经。
This isn't too easy to understand. It involves hermeneutics, how we interpret the Bible.
因为按照字面的话，什么是首生，什么是长子？
Because according to, literally speaking, what does it mean to be firstborn? What does it mean to be oldest son?
那就是跟头胎是一个意思，就是一家兄弟姐妹中，按照时间次序第一个出生的。
It's just chronologically the first one who was born, the first son who was born.
就像路加福音二章七节说，主耶稣是玛利亚的头生的儿子。
Like it said in Luke 2:7, Mary gave birth to her firstborn son.
诺斯底派、耶和华见证人和其他一些异端，就是在这里面用字面来解释，然后呢，他们得出一个结论：耶稣是头一个受造之物。
So heretics like the Gnostic Gospels and the believers there, and the Jehovah's Witnesses and other kinds of heresies use this very verse and phrase to push their agenda to say that Jesus was a created being, the first of the created being.
因为保罗在这里明明说他是 the firstborn of all creation.
Because Paul says here, he's the firstborn of all creation.
保罗会不会是这个意思？
Is it possible that that's what Paul meant?
不会的。
No.
刚才我们说他在监狱里面写了哥罗西书，他也写了腓立比书。在同一个时间。
We just said earlier that Paul wrote both Colossians and Philippians at the same time in the same imprisonment.
而在腓立比书二章六节里面，保罗明明的说，耶稣原是与神同等的。
In the Philippians 2:6, he clearly states that Jesus is equal in nature to God.
保罗在哥罗西书二章八节，他也说，你们要谨慎。哥罗西书二章八节。
Back in Colossians chapter 2, verse 8, he says, "See to it."
你们要谨慎，恐怕有人用他的理学和虚空的妄言，不照着基督，乃照人间的遗传和世上的小学，把你们掳去。
See to it that no one takes you captive through hollow and deceptive philosophy, which depends on human tradition and elemental spiritual forces of this world rather than on Christ.
耶稣他自己就说过, 我与父原为一。
Jesus said, I am one with God.
他是与神同等的。
He is equal to God.
所以我们要准确地理解一章十五节, 防止被欺骗呢。
So we have to understand this verse clearly to avoid being lied to.
有的时候我们就不能按照字面的意思。
Sometimes we can't take the Bible's verses literally.
正确解释圣经的原则不是按照字面的意思，不是字面的意思优先，而是要正确的解释一节经文。
The way to read the Bible is not to take it literally, but to correctly understand what it means in the context.
在这一节经文，我们要做的就是要看这同一个字在圣经当中有没有其他的用法。
It would be prudent to find out if this word was used anywhere else in the Bible.
请大家看《撒母耳记上》第16章第10节和11节。
Let's take a look at First Samuel chapter 16, from verse 10 to 11.
撒母耳记上16章第10节，耶西叫他七个儿子都从撒母耳面前经过，撒母耳说。
1 Samuel 16, verse 10 says, Jesse had seven of his sons pass before Samuel, but Samuel said to him,
这都不是耶和华所拣选的，这七个都不是。
The Lord has not chosen these. None of these seven are what the Lord chose.
撒母耳对耶西说，你的儿子都在这里吗？
So Samuel asked Jesse, are these all the sons you have?
他回答说，还有个小的，现在放羊。
There is still the youngest, Jesse answered. He is tending the sheep.
考一下大家, 这个小的是谁?
Let me test everyone's knowledge. Who is this eighth son?
谁是这个小的?
Who's eighth son?
是 David. Huh?
David.
他排行老几?
What number, like, what's his number in the family tree?
大家可能要自己翻圣经, 他是老八，他是老幺，不管他是老七，有人说老七，有人说老八，但是无论如何，他都是老幺。So
he is the last one. He's the youngest. He's the eighth or seventh.
好，我们知道大卫是最小的。We
know David was the youngest.
好，我们再看诗篇第89篇。Let's
look then, Psalm 89.
89篇第20节。出来了，太好了。
Psalm 89, verse 20. I see we have the slides back on. That's great.
好，20节说。 我寻得我的仆人大卫，用我的圣膏膏他。I
have found David, my servant, with my sacred oil, I have anointed him.
好，我们知道89篇这里面讲到是大卫。We
know that chapter 89 talks about David.
到了27节说，我也要立他为长子，在世上最高的君王。7
verses later in 27 it says, I will appoint him to be my firstborn, the most exalted of the kings of the earth.
大卫既是老幺，也是长子。
David is not only the last smallest child, but he's also the firstborn.
28节, 我要为他存留我的慈爱，直到永远，我与他立的约必要坚定。
28, I will maintain my love to him forever, and my covenant with him will never fail.
神早已经立大卫坐在王的宝座上。
God has already set David onto the throne.
这位坐在宝座上的就是长子。
The one who sits on the throne is the firstborn.
他是至高、至大、至尊的那一位。
According to what we just read, and he is the most high, the greatest, and the first.
他是名副其实的老大。
He is verifiable, main man.
这就是长子的意思。
That's what being a firstborn means.
不是在时间顺序上的第一，而是在地位上，他是至高、至尊、至大。
It's not a firstborn in the chronological sense, but firstborn in the sense that he is the greatest, utmost, and most high.
而这个正是哥罗西书1章15节里面那个长子的意思。
That happens to be the exact meaning of what it says in 1 Colossians 15, the firstborn over all creation.
所有的被造之物都是在时间空间里面生存。
All creation is inside time and space.
但是那个首生的长子呢，他在时间之外，他是永恒的。
But the firstborn is outside of time and is internal, eternal.
神的像还有一个意思。
God's image has another meaning.
就是永恒的。
It means eternity.
他和神一样永恒。
He is eternal as much as God is eternal.
诸山未曾生出，地与世界你未曾造成，从根古到永远，你是神。
Before the mountains were brought forth, but before you have formed the earth and the world and everything in it, from everlasting to everlasting, you are God.
这既是指着父。
This is talking about the Father.
也是指着主。
And also of our Lord.
这是指着那位创造者。
This is talking about the Creator.
我们知道世界、宇宙是借着主耶稣而造的。
We read and we know that the everything that was created through him, through Jesus.
再讲下去就到第十六节了。好，我们打住，现在我们看一下哈，做一个小结。
So if I were to continue, we would be on verse 16. So let me go back and summarize.
好，所以这一章十五节告诉我们说，爱子他展现了神一切的丰富。
It says here that the Son has the fullness of God.
这位爱子是在宝座上至高至尊的长子。
He is on the throne, the Most High, the Firstborn, and the Son.
而且他在永恒里面与神是同等的。
And in eternity, he is equal to God.
大家知道教会我们教会今年的主题是尊主为大，让基督呢在凡事上居首位。
Remember our topic, this year is putting God first to magnify God.
那我们要尊主伟大，首先我们要知道主的伟大。
In order to magnify Him, we have to know how great He is.
所以这是为什么今天我有这个负担来分享这哥罗西书的这一节经文。
This is why I had a burden to share out of Colossians 1, this verse.
啊，尊主伟大这个主题非常非常的重要。
So magnifying God is a very, very important topic.
重要到
important to the point.
重要到我们要从创世纪讲起。
So important that we have to start from Genesis to start talking about it.
下一页哈，我们来看创世纪一章二十六、二十七节。
Let's look at Genesis 1, 26 and 27.
这跟我们主题是有关的。
It's related to our topic.
这里面哈，二十六、二十七节。神说我们要照着我们的形象，这个像就是哥罗西书一章十五节讲到爱子是那不能看见之神的像的那个像，就是 image。 一会儿我们有主日学。
It says here in Genesis 1:26-27, that God said, let us make mankind in our image, in our likeness. The same word image that comes from Colossians 1:15, the Son is the image of the invisible God.
这是在圣经中第一次出现像这个字。
This is the first time this word image.
所以人呢是人是照着神的形象和样式来造的。
Man was created in the image of God.
现在很多年轻人啊，或者网上喜欢用一个词叫做鄙视链。鄙视链 chain of despise.
I don't know if there's an English equivalent, but a lot of young people like to use the phrase chain of despise. Never heard of it.
That's okay. 我今天发明一个词叫做荣耀链，跟鄙视链是相反的。
I'm going to invent this phrase then.
叫做荣耀链哈。如果有这样一个荣耀链的话，那么在这个链的顶端，在宇宙中哈，最尊贵、最荣耀、最能够彰显神形象的被造植物。
So there were, if there was a chain of glory of some kind, the first one on the chain, the most glorious one, the most important one.
大家说是什么？是谁
？What and who do you think it is？
是谁？在这个荣耀链的顶端。
If there was a glorious chain, chain of glory.
不敢说。
Dare not to say it.
是你， 是我。
It's you and me.
在所有被造之物之中，我们在这个荣耀链的最顶端，我们最接近神。
In everything that was in all of creation, we are the most glorious and most privileged.
因为只有我们是照着神的形象来造的，我们里面有神的像。
Because only man has been created in the image of God. We have the image of God.
神呢，也让人来管理地上一切受造之物。
God also told man to manage all creation in the world.
照陈锡曾弟兄啊，喜欢说的话，我听过他说过好几次了。神造了亚当，让亚当做什么
？So, Brother Christian Chen have said this many times. I heard he says he created Adam, and he made Adam do what?
做海陆空，还想不起来，海陆空大元帅。
He made him the commander of the army, sea, and air.
我在这里加一个小的注释哈。
I'll add a little footnote right here.
神不单造了一个大元帅
，God not only created a commander,
还造了一个特别助理来协助这个大元帅。
He also created an aide, a special helper to him.
啊，不知道过了多久之后呢，大元帅吃了助理给他的果子。
Not entirely sure how long after that happened when this helper gave him the forbidden fruit.
违背了神的诫命。
To eat and disobey God.
那么从神创造人，把神的照着他形象创造人这个角度来看犯罪这件事的话。
And from the standpoint of creation and the sinful man.
就是人犯罪毁坏了他里面神的形象。
That is man sinned and destroyed the image of God that's given to him.
那圣经有一个主线。
The Bible has a critical thread.
神的爱子成为肉身来到地上，拯救犯罪的人，是要恢复所失去的神的形象 image.
The Son of God became man, came into the world to seek sinners and to restore the image of God.
那么从恢复神的形象这个角度来看圣经的话，
So if we look at the Bible from the perspective of restoring the image of God in man,
我们信耶稣，
then us believing
罪蒙赦免，
Jesus, our sins being forgiven,
是这个恢复的第一步，
is the first step of this reconciliation.
第二步是什么？
What's the second step of the restoration?
就是圣灵要把我们磨成神儿子的形象。
And that is the Holy Spirit is going to mold us into the image of His Son.
就是最终神的工作是要让我们里面有他神儿子的 image.
Ultimately, we're going to have the nature and image of His Son Himself.
来彰显神自己。
To express God Himself.
所以神拯救我们的最终目的。
So the end goal of God's salvation to us,
或者说福音的最后目的，
or the ultimate purpose of the gospel,
就是我们这些人能够被磨成神儿子的形象，
is for people like us to be molded into the image of Christ.
福音是以神和他的儿子为中心，而不是以人为中心。
The gospel is centered around God and His Son, not us.
好，绕了一圈，那么我们如何能够达到这个目的呢？神拯救我们最终的目的呢？
So I've said all these things, but how do we do that? How do we achieve it?
那答案要扣题哈。
Well, the answer have to
要尊主为大。
I have to quote the theme is to magnify the Lord.
所以呢，要让基督在凡事上居首位，这样我们才能够被磨成神儿子的样式。
It's letting Jesus be first. That is the means by which we can accomplish this full salvation.
在我们每一个人信主之前
，before we believed in God，
不知道大家知不知道，我们都是有主的。
Not sure if you realize it, but we all had Lord before we believed in Jesus.
神来救我们的时候，我们都是有主的人。那个主呀，有主了。
We had a lordship over us before we became Christians.
那个主呢，就是在我们生命和生活当中的第一优先。
And that is
the first priority.
The first priority in our life.
好，下一页哈。
Next page。
大家看一下右边这个图啊，它的主是什么？谁是它的主
？Can you tell who the master and lord is of this guy on the right？
右边这个。
On the right。
电动玩具哈，这是一个电玩迷。
Video games. It's a game addict.
他那么高兴是因为呢，他老婆给他每个月3000台币，可以让他买一款游戏。
Why is he thrilled? Because his wife gave him $3,000 in Taiwan and allows him to buy a game each month.
这个电玩就是他的主。
So games is his master, his lord.
右边啊，左边这个呢
？And on the left then.
这叫做那个男孩叫做妈宝妈妈宝男。
It's called. You're looking at a mama's boy.
对妈妈来讲，这个儿子是她的一切，是她的主。
To mom, his boy is her lord and master.
而儿子呢，他凡事都要听我妈的，我妈就是我的主。
And the son, the mom was his lord, and whatever she says goes.
赚钱呢，找对象了，孩子啊，学业呀、啊。工作了，事业啊，身份了，等等等等，曾经都是我们很多人的主。
To earn money, to find a spouse, to have kids, to have a degree, to have some kind of work, and to have a career, social status, whatever it is, these were our lords before we came to be saved.
但是信主之后，我们只有一个主，就是主耶稣基督。
But now that we're believers, we have one Lord, Jesus Himself.
每一件事情。
Every item, every event, no matter what.
无论是个人的，是家庭的。
Whether it's individual or family.
是身体上的，是情感的。
Physically, emotionally.
是教会的。
Church events.
大的，小的。
Big events, small events.
让我们高兴的，
whatever,
让我们伤心的。
Whatever we enjoy, whatever gives us trouble, some or sorry.
我们喜欢的，特别想要的，还是我们不喜欢的。
What we like a lot, what we don't like so much.
现在的事，明天的事。
Today's events, tomorrow's stuff.
夫妻之间的事，父母儿女之间的事。
Relationship between parents and kids, husband and wives.
在公司的事，在学校的事，在厨房里的事。
Things at work, in the kitchen and school.
回国的时候，度假的时候。
Vacation, going back, going to China.
每一件事情都要让耶稣基督居首位。
In all those things, Christ must come first.
对于一个吃货呢
？What about to a foodie?
信主之前，肚腹是我们的神。
Before believing the Lord, our stomach was our Lord.
信主之后呢
？After our conversion,
我们要让基督在吃喝上做主。
We are to let Christ reign in our diet, our drinking, our eating.
是不是太过分了
？Have I stepped over a line？
我们再看下一页。
Let's look at next page。
保罗是这样说的。
Paul says this。
哥林多前书8:13。
First Corinthians 8:13。
所以食物若叫我弟兄跌倒，我就永远不吃肉，免得叫我弟兄跌倒了。
He says, therefore, if food makes my brother stumble, I will never eat meat, lest I make my brother stumble。
这是不是叫你吃素
？This isn't to tell you to eat vegetables only.
而是说，如果在一种场合你吃了肉，叫别人跌倒。
But it means under certain situations, if you eating meat causes someone else to stumble.
保罗说，我就永远不吃肉。
Then I will never eat it.
好，再看呢，10:31。
Also, 1 Corinthians 10:31.
所以你们或吃或喝，无论做什么，都要为荣耀神而行。
So whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it all to the glory of God.
基督在每一件事情上做主，甚至在吃什么喝什么上，都要做我们的主。
Christ is the first thought, first the most important thing in all situations, including our eating.
很多很多很多年以前。
Many, many, many years ago.
一位 NGIT 的同学对我说
There was a grad student in NGIT. He said to me,
信耶稣可不是闹着玩的。
He said, you know, believing Jesus is no small thing.
我可是要好好想一想。
I have to think about this a long time.
因为我一旦要信了
，Because if I believe，
就不能像现在这样了。
I can't do what I do today.
啥事都是我说了算。
Anything I say and decide goes.
我不得不说哈，我这位同学虽然他没有信耶稣。
I have to say this friend of mine, this student, even though he did not believe in Jesus.
但是呢，他对信耶稣会如何影响我们看的，比我们还准确。
But him recognizing the difference and influence of that decision exceeds that of some of our understanding.
因为他一不小心说出我们教会今年的主题了。
Because he inadvertently, accidentally, announced our church's theme this year.
再问大家一个问题，这可能是最后一个问题哈。
Another question, probably the last one.
学习尊主伟大这个功课，觉得是很简单呢，还是很复杂呢？
Putting the Lord first, this question, this concern, this action, is it easy or hard?
是不是需要？哎呀，我要好好的寻求。这有一件事情来了，我要不我如何来尊主伟大呀？我要好好祷告，我要好好寻求呢？
Is it something that we need to consider a long, long time? Something happens, we have to sit there and think, man, what do I do with this? How do I magnify the Lord this way?
对我自己来讲，大多数时候很简单。
Speaking from my own standpoint, most of the time it's pretty easy.
比方说，一件事情来了。
For example, something happens.
你也读过圣经，你知道心里面的你的心里面那个念头是对这件事情的反应，是你体贴肉体了，还是在体贴圣灵？是神所喜悦的，还是神所不喜悦的？你是知道的，就是这么简单。
Something happens. You've read the Bible. You have your inclinations of your hearts, your reaction to it, and you know what is the course, the right course of action.
学习尊主伟大这个功课，就从我们日常的生活开始。
To learn, to put in God, magnifying the Lord starts from our daily life.
就从聚会开始。
Start from our gathering.
比方说。
For example.
平时你有习惯，每天晚上都睡得很晚，夜猫子。
Let's say you have a bad habit of sleeping very late each night.
但是如果礼拜六你还睡得很晚，就会影响第二天的聚会。
But if you do that on Saturday night, it's going to impact Sunday morning worship.
所以你每次很晚睡，心里面不太平安。
So each time you sleep very late, you don't quite feel at peace in your heart.
很简单，这个时候就是我们学习让基督居首位的时候。
Easy. That's one case, an example of when you can magnify the Lord.
早上平时喜欢睡懒觉的。
Those of us who like to sleep in the morning.
是不是能够礼拜天就有一个例外？
Can you make an exception on Sundays?
是不是很简单的事情，并不复杂？
Can we admit that it's a very simple thing, not overly complex?
但是简单就容易吗？
But being easy does not mean it's simple to do.
所以我们不要把简单跟容易混为一谈。简单是神在我们里面的带领，很简单。
So,
容易不容易，则是我们愿不愿意顺服的问题。
So the distinction I was just trying to make here is to know being simple to understand, but very difficult to carry out.
今天早上来教会，你从车里面出来，哎，巧了。
This morning, as you came to church and you came out of your car,
一个人迎面走过来。
Coincidentally, someone's walking towards you.
你本来想装着没看见，不跟他打招呼。
On the way to church, and your gut reaction was to just ignore it, pretend you didn't see him, and don't need to talk to him.
这在过去根本不是个事儿。我愿意跟谁打招呼就跟谁打招呼。
That's never a problem in the past. I will greet who I want to greet.
但是现在信耶稣了，心里面有主了。
But as a Christian, I have God in my heart.
所以里面就有声音说。
So there's a voice inside that says.
这是张恒，他是你弟兄。
This is Tom. He is your brother.
你们要彼此相爱。
You have to love one another.
这很复杂吗？
Is it complicated to understand?
是搞不懂吗？
Can you not understand that voice?
但是如你就是不喜欢他，这个对你就很难。
But if you don't like the guy, it's very difficult.
所以尊主伟大有一个特点。
So one very specific characteristic of magnifying the Lord.
常常是很简单，没有深奥的道理，不需要用大数据分析。
It is oftentimes very simple, don't need any data for analysis.
但是我们却需要顺服圣灵的带领。
But we have to submit to the leading of the Holy Spirit.
让那位超越万有，在万有之先的神的爱子，在每一件事上做我们的主。
In front of the transcendent firstborn of all creation, of him being our Lord on the inside.
让我们问一问自己。
Let's ask ourselves.
我们愿意让神在我们身上工作，把我们磨成神儿子那个荣耀的形象吗？
Do we honestly desire the Lord to work in us and to mold us and chip us away into the image of His Son?
爱子是那不能看见之神的像。
The Son is the image of the invisible God.
在一切被造之物中是首生的。
The firstborn over all creation.
不管我们是不是尊他为大。
Not only do we magnify the Lord,
他的超越，他的伟大，他的荣耀都不会受到任何的影响。
His excess majesty and his, no matter what we do, his majesty, his identity of being firstborn is not changed.
但是如果我们不顺服圣灵的带领，我们不愿意尊主伟大的话，
But when we do not submit to this command and to magnify him,
我们亏缺神的荣耀。
We fall short of the glory of God.
说的俗一点。
Let me say a little more with a little more slang.
受亏损、倒霉的是我们自己。
The one who suffers is us.
但是另一方面，
on the
积极的方面，
on the optimistic side,
如果我们愿意来尊主伟大，
if we are submissive and willing to submit to Him,
学习从一些小事情上来开始。
To start learning from small things.
让我们的主在凡事上居首位的话。
To let him take charge in all things.
神在我们身上要做我们意想不到的荣耀的工作。
Our Lord will do something so glorious we will never think of it.
让我们可以荣上加荣。
Take us from one glory to another.
这才是他造我们、拯救我们和制作我们的最终的目的。
That is the ultimate goal of Him saving us and delivering us.
好，我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我们感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
主耶稣，我们感谢你。
Lord Jesus, we thank you.
圣灵，我们感谢你。
Holy Spirit, we thank you.
因为借着主自己的话，
Because through the word of God,
让我们看到我们的父在我们身上有何等荣耀的旨意。
Help us see what great will the Father has for us.
更让我们看到他的儿子是何等的荣耀，何等的超越。
Also for helping us to see how exceedingly good and majestic His Son is.
我们更希奇圣灵要在我们里面来制作我们。
We thank you also for the Holy Spirit working in us to mold us.
来恢复那因犯罪而失去的神的形象。
To restore the lost image that we had of God.
虽然我们不知道主再来的时候将要如何。
Even though we don't know the details of what it will be like when our Lord returns.
但是我们知道当他向我们显现的时候。
But we know that when we see him,
我们必要像他。
We will be like him.
因为我们的主是信实的。
Because our Lord is faithful.
我们就把一切的感谢赞美都归给他。
Because of these things, we give him thanksgiving and praise.
靠主耶稣基督的名。
And we pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.